Well, Shane, looking forward to what is a big occasion for Glengad. I think it's safe to say this is the biggest game that Glengad have ever been involved in, and I would say the buzz and the atmosphere around the Curragh and down in the Glengad area has been fantastic this last couple of weeks in the lead up to this game.
It has indeed, Oisin. I mean, it is. You're 100% right and saying that's the biggest game of the club's history. You know, we've won our own domestic leagues four times in a row there and stuff, and Ulster Cups and stuff, but semi-final of the FA Junior Cup is definitely the biggest game for the club so far.
Yeah, how's the preparations been then this last couple of weeks, Shane?
Preparation's been good. Oshin's been good. We played Letterkenny Rovers in the Knockalla Cup a couple of weeks ago, and it was a good game. You know, high intensity games, good game. And then the following week we had a victory over Redcastle in our own league, and we've been training well. A few boys had a few knocks that have healed up, and we have a full complement for Sunday.
Which is a very good position to be in, given the magnitude of the game that you're about to get involved in.
Definitely so, Washington. If you know, in games like that, where the game is going to be, it's going to be physical, it's going to be, you know, it'll be high intensity, and a quality with that high intensity. You're going to use 11 players, you're not going to get you through. You know, you're going to delve into your bench.
What about the St. Michael's side? This here could probably be the stiffest opposition and the hardest opposition that you're going to meet in the competition so far. Is that fair enough, Shane?
That's surely, Oisin. They're from there's over 600 teams entered this competition, and St. Michael's and Sheriff were joint favourites from day one. So, you know, they're a very good side with a lot of experience in the side. Their manager, James Walsh, is the most capped junior player ever for Ireland. So he'll bring a lot of experience and a lot of know-how to that dressing room as well. Chris Higgins, the right back, is the present captain of the junior side. Paul Breen is another player, centre half, has played 50, 60 times for Ireland. Jimmy Kerr has been capped. The other centre half has been capped. So, I mean, there's a lot of players there that have been there, have been capped a lot of times and been there, thereabouts, at the Ireland squad for a number of years. But I'm saying that there's a lot of experience, but there's, you know, I've watched them a few times and you can get at them.
You're obviously not going to tell us what your game plan is, but it doesn't mean that you have to change things about much, given the way to use normally play your football, Shane.
No, Oisin, we don't, to be honest. I think, you know, their strengths, they're a very, very strong physical team that, they've, you know, from set pieces, they'll be very, very dangerous. They have three, four players that are excellent headers of the ball. I watched the Evergreen game where Evergreen probably in a way played into their hands because they knocked long balls and Paul Breen just won everything that came under the box. You know, we're not a long ball team. We like to keep the ball on the ground. We like to move it as quick as we can. And I think that'll suit us. It'll not suit them that well. But, you know, looking at the two teams, for our strength, their weakness, and their strength really is our weakness that way too. So, you know, you need a bit of luck, and you need a wee decision going your way or whatever in games like Ossian as well, you know.
You've went on the road already this year to Crittey Yard, and you went to Clonmel Town. On the road doesn't distract you. As you just said, you can get at this St. Michael's side. This is a game that we know that Glengad's going to be up for, because you haven't shied away from the big occasion. It seems to be something that you boys are thriving on at the moment.
Well, I lost, you know, I mean, it's a big ask for us to get to the final or to get to win it or whatever. We're taking one game at a time, and maybe the pressure of not playing at home and the expectation of winning at home kind of takes a wee bit of pressure off the players as well. We prepare well for it when we go away, and so far so good. I mean, if we do happen to get to the final or whatever, we weren't handed many favours in the latter stages of the competition, but away to Carlow and away to Tipperary twice, you know. So I think maybe that, you know, that there is advantages surely with a home tie. There's no good in saying anything else, but you know, that bit of pressure that maybe the home tie takes on you as well, with your supporters, the expectations they have, and you know, if you can, it can work in your favour sometimes.
Yeah,
being away from home, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a big crowd heading that direction from Glengad on Sunday. It's going to be a great occasion for not just yourself and the players, but for the supporters and all as well, Shane.
Ah, well, surely. Oisin, there's a lot of people going down on Saturday. Staying in Tipperary town, going to the game on the Sunday. And there's a lot of people that are travelling down on the Sunday that had previous engagements on for the Saturday, so they couldn't. But there's a lot of people driving down on Sunday morning. It's a long drive, you know, to down and up on the one day. But we have great supporters that always come to watch us, no matter where we're playing. You know, we had great support down in Carlo and Tipperary the last time, and this time it's going to be even bigger support, you know, which is great.
Okay, finally then, St Michael's are the favourites for this at 1-3. The bookies have Glengad United at 7-2. You are the underdogs. I'm sure you'll be quite content with the underdogs tie. But within your group, you are confident that you can pull off a shock here and progress to the final if things go your way, Shane?
The underdog or the favourites tie, gosh, it really doesn't mean a lot to us. You know, we're underdogs and went to Craigyard, we're underdogs in Clonmel. You know, we don't really look at that, but from our point of view, if we play really well, I said to you when I was chatting about the Clonmel game as well, Oisin, if we play really well, we have a great chance of winning this game. If we play to our strengths, and if we don't play to our best on the day, the likelihood is you'll go out. But if we play to our best, we have a really good chance.
Well, listen, all we can do, Shane, is wish you the best of luck on Sunday. And all of soccer in the Northwest will be behind Glengad United, that's for sure, this weekend as you try to make it to the Cup Final. Good luck in Tipperary, Shane. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Thank you.